I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. High school track action on Friday night at the Betsy DeMerritt Reedsburg Invitational. Reedsburg was the top team in boys. Richland Center finished sixth. Richland Center was seventh in the women's activity. McFarland was the first place team. Looking at some of the Richland Center individuals that placed on Friday night, the boys varsity 1600 meter run, Malachi Fretz was third. Malachi finished fourth in the 3200. In the 110 meter hurdles, Grayson Banker finished third. He was also third in the 300 hurdles. Boys 4x1 relay team action. Richland Center was third. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper ran that. And they were second in the 4x2. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, along with Kevin Hernandez and Fletcher Harper. In the 400-meter finals, Clarice Possen was eighth for the Hornet girls. And also in the girls' varsity 4x8 relay, Richland Center finished fourth. Grace Fretz, Clarice Possen, Rachel Waterfall, and Olive Harper. McKenna Anderson was 11th in the shot put and 9th in the discus. The high jump final saw Grace Fretz leap to second place. Pole vault action, it was Olive Harper finishing 9th and Ava Gotchel 10th. Soleil Ewing took the girls' varsity long jump first place finish with a 15.5.25. On Saturday at the Cashton Invitational, Ithaca Weston's girls finished third. The boys were seventh. First place team for the girls was Cashton, while Brookwood was second. Also, Kickable Lafarge finished fourth, and North Crawford fifth among the 10 teams. Kickable Lafarge boys were first. North Crawford, New Lisbon, Brookwood, and Cashton also ranked in the top five. We have some results from the Ithaca Weston team. Tristan Peterson finished second. That was in the 100-meter hurdles. Kaylee Peterson first in the 100-meter dash, and Kaylee Miller was fourth. Also for Ithaca Weston, the 4x2 relay team finished fourth. Kaylee Miller, Leah Puig, Bailey Wanless, and Maggie Kirshner. Aubrey Cook was second in the girls' 400-meter dash. Jaden Boland was fourth and eighth for Jasmine Meyer. The 4x1 relay team finished first. Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Maggie Kirshner, and Kaylee Peterson. Tristan Peterson was third in the 300-meter hurdles and first overall in the girls' 800-meter run with a time of 2:33.34. Aubrey Cook was third in the 200-meter dash. Kaylee Miller finished second in the high jump. And Tristan Peterson was first in the long jump with a 15.6.25. Aubrey Cook, first place in the triple jump with a 31.9. Jasmine Meyer finished ninth. Bailey Wanless, 13th overall for Ithaca Weston in the discus. Also for Maggie Kirshner, she finished 15th in that event Saturday at Cashton. For the Ithaca Weston boys, it was Brayson Garcia-Boland, Connor Montes, Carrick Thompson, and Sam Jones finishing third in the 4x8 relay team. A fourth place finish for Landon Thompson in the 100-meter dash. Clayton Lee took first in the 1600-meter run with a time of 5:54. Also for the Ithaca Weston boys, it was a 12th place finish for Sam Jones. That was in the 400-meter dash. Clayton Lee was first in the 3200 with a time of 10:48. The 4x4 relay team for Ithaca Weston, Clayton Lee, Sam Jones, Makai Tuaulo, and Landon Thompson also ran that for Ithaca Weston. And it was a ninth place finish for Landon Thompson in the boys' long jump event. Today in high school baseball, Wisconsin Rapids over Toma, 6-5. Potosi-Cassville beat Platteville, 10-7. Sauk Prairie, 10. Wisconsin Dells, 3. Pecatonica, 8-1 over Fenimore. Iowa Grant bested Kickapoo, 11-2. Today in softball, Luther over Seneca, 7-5. Mineral Point, 7-3 winners against Lomira. Baraboo, 15. Stoughton, 3. Mount Horeb beat Dodgeville, 13-4. Mineral Point, 6-1 over Waterloo. Tomahawk beat Reedsburg 12-7, Onalaska 8, Prairie du Chien 3, Monroe 12-4 over Reedsburg, Lancaster 9, Onalaska 2, Platteville beat Viroqua Youth Initiative 10-3, and Melrose Mindoro over Royal by a score of 16-6. Jackson Churio followed Bryce Tarang for back-to-back home runs in the fourth inning, becoming the fourth youngest player since 1900 with four homers in his first 17 games. And the Brewers routed the Cardinals 12-5. Reese Hoskins homered, had three RBIs for the Brewers, whose 18 hits were their most in 3 years. Every Brewers starter had a hit, and eight had multiple hits. The bottom three batters in the order were 6-for-12 with four RBI. Bailey Ober pitched six solid innings, and the Twins stopped a five-game slide by edging the Detroit Tigers 4-3. Byron Buxton and Austin Martin each had two hits for Minnesota. John Sterling was honored during an on-field ceremony following his retirement as New York Yankees broadcaster for 36 seasons. Sterling, who turns 86 on July 4th, was presented a jersey with number 5,631, representing his total of regular and postseason games as the team's radio play-by-play voice. Clips of his most memorable calls were played. Paul O'Neill, Bernie Williams, and Derek Jeter gave video tributes as well. The Bucks are dealing with injuries to key players during the playoffs once again, and Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers are standing in their way. Milwaukee lost 4 of 5 regular season games against Indiana, though they haven't met in the last 3.5 months. The Bucks likely won't have Giannis Antetokounmpo for the start of the first-round playoff series because of a left calf strain. Halliburton is making his playoff debut close to home. He grew up in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, about 90 miles northwest of Milwaukee. Donovan Mitchell scored 30 points, Jared Allen had 18 rebounds, and the Cavaliers beat Orlando 97-83 in Game 1 of their playoff series. Also, J.J. McCarthy is expected to be the first of many Michigan men drafted from its national championship team. The Wolverines had a record 18 players at the draft combine, giving them a chance to be the first school with at least 16 prospects picked in one NFL draft. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.